Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
You know, without question, the most popular show of the week, the most popular Hagman Report segment is that with Steve Quayle. SteveQuayle.com, Gen6.com. And folks, if you go to SteveQuayle.com, do me a favor. Click on Lies of Men and Gods, because that is so important for what's happening today. It's a video on demand, DVD as well, but it's so informative, as well as Q Files 2.0. Make sure you subscribe to that as well. There it is on the front page, The Lies of Men and Gods on SteveQuayle.com. Click that link, as well as the Q Files. I highly recommend both. And of course, check and bookmark SteveQuayle.com. Check that every day for the news that's important for all of us. I have an announcement to make. There won't be a show tomorrow, but please watch HagmanPI.com for some important information. You know, just very quickly, we found that the U.S. has boots on the ground, of course, over in Ukraine through these series of leaks. These leaks existed in these relatively small groups, gamers and other groups on the internet, and of course for a couple of months now, and they gained traction. But we've got boots on the ground in Ukraine. The Biden regime keeps it from Congress, keeps it from the American people. They cover it up, and then they get really upset when the people are informed about it. Kind of like the Pentagon Papers, if you remember that, if you're old enough for that. Sort of, kind of, or maybe WikiLeaks perhaps might be even a better comparison to that. But today's show, nothing but lies as a nation dies. Don't forget, I just want to mention this one more time. No show tomorrow, but watch HagmanPI.com. That's HagmanPI.com, because I'm going to be putting some things up there. It's going to be very important for the current as well as the future of HagmanPI, the platform. What I've been doing and what I've found, and some inside baseball stuff. But without further ado, Steve Quayle from SteveQuayle.com. And again, by far the most popular day of the week episode of the Hagman Report. Steve, thanks for joining me today.
Well, thank you, Doug. And it seems like the timing of Thursdays is becoming more interesting, and I don't mean necessarily good, because today obviously is April 13th, but what's critical is that right now the entire intelligence apparatus of the United States in Russia and Ukraine has been posted on the internet. And Doug, this is a final blow to the U.S., and I think it's important that people understand this. Ladies and gentlemen, in case you haven't figured it out yet, look at what's happened to the country since this stolen election, and you can deny it all you want, but we have now become a humiliation nation. We're being taken apart piece by piece, precept upon precept, concept upon concept, where there once was freedom and liberty and justice for all. Now there's none of that for anyone at all. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we are at war with Russia. And I want to describe something. Prior to the nukes flying and everything else going on, you're going to watch asymmetrical warfare. Asymmetrical warfare is when one nation makes war on another using every economic form, espionage form of an attack, and absolutely undermines the ability of another nation to make war. Now, one of the things that's really important, Doug, and to the audience, is Henry Gruver's vision of Russia attacking the United States. One of the most profound events in that vision, And I'm telling you, everybody, you got to look at that. And I'll give you another vision you need to understand. These guys were men of God. They're not like the serial prophetesses and the serial prophets. And I'm talking C-E-R-E-A-L, flaky ones. These were men of God, Dmitry Dudeman and also Henry Gruber. But what was critical in Henry Gruber's vision that's coming to pass was the entire, it's open source intelligence. Nothing I'm telling you today is not open source. That literally Ukraine's command, control, and communication, C3, that's what they call it, short version, totally taken down. Totally taken down. In Henry's vision, Doug, when Russia did attack the United States, I want to make it clear here. We are a nation at war with God. We are a nation at war within. We are at a nation that's literally self-destructing before the eyes of the world. We are absolutely profane in everything the world sees. Every family that's a husband, a wife, a child, a daughter, a son, looks at what's done in America and literally wants to vomit. So we have become a hideous, H-I-D-E-O-U-S, hissing, demonic infestation that goes right to Mystery Babylon, the Book of Revelation, a habitation of devils and every unclean spirit. Now, that's a mouthful, but let me put it into perspective. As Doug read the title to this program today, there is no truth in any numbers coming out of the U.S. government. None. N-O-N-E. None. And what's important for people to understand is that we're the ones, and we did blow up the Nord Stream pipeline, which in itself was an act of war. We are the ones, and this is true. It has nothing to do with being a Russophile, a Russian agent, as I'm accused of being. I'm even going to tell you the Chinese just dumped Hunter Biden's financial records on the internet, and I hope they do the whole Biden family. I hope they do the whole Congress and the whole Senate. So, Doug, I'm going to throw it right back to you because I'm going to come back to this. Believe it or not, what do you think America? Now, be careful because I know how you think. So, I mean, there's no right or wrong answer, just the plain answer. What do you think would happen if China were to release all of the senators on their payroll, all of the congressmen and women on their payroll, and also the governors of specific states on their payroll? And ladies and gentlemen, you found out what would happen. Doug, you're back to you.
Well, simply put, I believe because, you know, I've interviewed enough sociopaths and psychopaths in my life as an investigator. I believe, number one, they would deny it first. Deny, and then they would say, well, this is Russian disinformation misattributed to China or something in that regard. And then, of course, there would be disclosure as people like you know, you and I and people with a talent to do so would dig deep into that. And then from there would be anger. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I think it's important, ladies and gentlemen, that when just the cover-up of the transgender murders taking place and the actual the working papers that the shooter was using in Tennessee, they want that covered up because, Doug, I'm telling you point blank, it specifically says they're going to start attacking. This is what I'm told. I have not seen it. I'm told that it has specific instructions to start killing Christians, attacking churches, and literally taking out anybody that takes on the transgender movement. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand the heinous, the wicked nature? Now, remember, these people are Luciferians. At the heart of their belief system, they hate God, as evidenced by the pink-haired, I don't know what it was, man or woman want to be man, but one of the we showed it on, I think, a week ago or 2 weeks ago. But what's even more interesting is the fact that there's so little comprehension, Doug, of how far this country has fallen, but how far it is yet to fall. Ladies and gentlemen, there can be no communist takeover. I'm talking about a globalist communism. I'm not speaking of what, Stalinist Russia, or I'm not even talking about, the nations, for instance, Iran, and the nations that have an issue with the United States are so numerous now that who doesn't versus who does. When you have the president of Nigeria telling his own countrymen, don't take U.S. dollars, and we got to cover that today, is I would guess, can I say this? It's the final shoe in the butt of America's arrogance, kicking us in the behind and just saying, get out of our country, take your money and shove it. Now, it's tough for people to understand what hyperinflation will do. And we are the laughingstock. We are a mockery amongst nations. The idiot prince, the idiot savant walking around on the stage, lost in space. And one of his duplicates, and by the way, there are three other than the real one, duplicates. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how to put it, Doug, you may have to clarify this. Our entire, and I use the word with question mark, intelligence agency that's supposed to be responsible for what's called human, H-U-M-I-N-T, human intelligence, has been compromised. Now, as an investigator, and knowing the destruction and the, the intentional taking apart of America from within, how do you think that got leaked?
Oh, well, from within. I mean, obviously, yeah. It's got to be somebody from within. And there, by the way, there's a very narrow scope, number of people. The number of people very narrow in scope that have access to the specialized compartmental information that they're dealing with, and that at that level. So this should not, I mean, and this is coded information, code words to access. So this should not be that difficult to identify the origin and the leakers. So that's just my view.
Yeah, no, that's a great, because again, you have to have place and position and access, okay? Place and position. Some of the stuff is, compartmentalized intelligence, I want to share this. If you understand the whole false narrative of the Russian dossier, and it was false, the Steele dossier from the beginning, I'm going to say this, the whole thing was to blame Russia, I'm not excusing Russia for their espionage, but in order to take away from all the people that were on the payroll. And Doug, the bottom line is that I believe God's going to discover the skirts of the person that leaked that information. I believe you're going to be astonished, ladies and gentlemen, because look, here's the deal. We watched treason be committed before our eyes when the current head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who's stepping down and hopefully stepping away, when he gave China a heads up on Donald Trump's plan to do a preemptive strike on China, and even took the codes away. You've got two things. You've got the briefcase, and the president has a biscuit. A biscuit is another part of the fail-safe mechanism. Most people know the first part. They don't know the second part. So what Doug is answering and what I'm questioning, not Doug, but the general question, is it would have to be somebody that has a lot to hide.
Good point.
And if everybody, now listen to this, this is really a hard statement, but if everybody in the DOJ, the Department of Justice, and everybody in the clandestine services, whether CIA, NSA, DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency, NRO, National Reconnaissance, and those guys cross over. So people say, oh, no, those guys are just looking at satellite pictures. And no, they're not. So when you look at the level of access and the level of revelation, you've got to come up with some kind of a basic in-your-face conclusion. These are deep state agents that are working to destroy the United States. Oh, and by the way, I want to make it a statement. We're not, quote, fixing to see our end. We're not looking to our end. The right man coming back into the political arena, Trump, he's not going to save us. There's no revulsion in the American people at young men having their penises mutilated off, young girls having their breasts taken off. There's nothing that is more horrific or that killing live babies. And I'm not privy to the courts of heaven, but I can tell you this, I am privy, as everyone who's watching this program, who is a Christian, knows that God is holy, just, faithful, and true. And what God is doing is he's presenting to the world the evidence of why America will cease to exist. I want to make this clear. I don't care if there's 4,000 fake prophetesses on YouTube. I don't care if there's 400,000 if there's even that many, preachers, wannabe prophets, claimants to be apostles, all that stuff. It doesn't make any difference, because what's happening when God pronounces judgment on a nation, you can't turn it back. Now, God will protect his remnant. He will protect those who come to Jesus, and a lot of people are going to come to Jesus, literally. He will provide, protect, and prevail in his people's lives. But ladies and gentlemen, if you think the United States of America has hyperinflation, we only have accelerating inflation. Wait until it's hyperinflation. Wait until the nation is brought to a complete standstill. And Doug, I believe we're very, very close.
So a couple of things. And I touched on this yesterday and throughout the week. I think I might have mentioned a few things, but yesterday specifically, all right? Looking at the global situation, because I've got the number of questions for you, but we're seeing a massive escalation in things. We saw this week Russian hack of NATO, where 60% of the NATO systems were rendered inoperable. Okay, that's attributed to Russia. We're seeing F-22 Raptors being sent to the border of Russia, Poland, eastern part of Poland, where it would border Russia, that area. We're seeing North Korea preparing really a nuke strike on the U.S. and North Korea going quiet for 6 days now. Russian tests of their ICBMs. In fact, Kazakhstan is where one of the ICBMs was ended up. We're seeing Global Thunder, the nuclear exercise, U.S., largest drill ever seen with the Philippines, an additional five bases being planned for their U.S. has five bases in the Philippines. We're going to be adding four more. We're seeing we saw this week the Chinese simulated attack on Taiwan. And all of this, as well as, I'm going to toss this out there too, because you mentioned this earlier, economics. We're seeing the market cap of gold at, what, $13.2 trillion. We're seeing Russia trading gold now, or Russia trading U.S. dollars for gold. I mean, you know, that's, they're getting out of the U.S. dollars. All of the countries basically are. Another $700 billion added into the gold market since January, into the circulation. So all of this is pointing to some sort of crescendo, is it not? I just went over that just briefly. And that's
a good overview. Yeah, it's a crescendo. What most people in the egotistical evangelifish world have believed is the charts of primarily, you know, the guys that had it all figured out that missed it all, in my opinion, okay? Now, here's the thing. All of those events taking place are leading up to a crescendo. I'll state unequivocally, won't apologize for it, and it isn't arrogance, it's Bible, to say the United States is Mystery Babylon. The idea that, you know, a post-Saddam Iraq would be rebuilt, that's nonsense. So the evangelifish and evangelifishianity always wanted to fit everything into America. Look, I love the country we were. I don't know the country that is. I don't know. I know what's coming to it, and I know God's going to put a total end to it. What happens then? That's his business. But everything you mentioned, let's just start with the F-22s and all of the electronic warfare that the Russians have perfected. They have demonstrated over the past 4 years, and yes, they have. Go look it up, people. Donald S. Cook being shut down in the water 3 times, state-of-the-art missile cruiser. And it was just an old MiG flying over, sophisticated one with updated electronics that shut it down. Oh, and by the way, the Russian pilot was really good. He inverted his plane and flipped off. I better not do that, but he flipped off the people on top of the that were on the deck of the Donald S. Cook. They also did that to an aircraft carrier too. They didn't shut it down in the water, but they overflew it and then basically messed with its electronics. So, Doug, here's the thing. Where we're at in each of the events you've detailed is building towards that crescendo. And the crescendo ends in endo, okay? Seriously, it ends in endo. And everyone wants to believe that America can fight China. America can fight Russia. Oh, how come the Pentagon's going, we gave too much ammunition to the Ukrainians? They didn't do it on purpose. They were ordered by somebody who was getting a kickback. If I were Russia, I'd just release all the records of the money that Zelensky and the Biden cartel has received in kickbacks. China's little money, we're looking at big money. I'm talking billions in kickbacks in Ukraine. Let's go to Afghanistan. Let's look at what was left there, $100 billion. Forget the nonsense. They just talk about the military gear, but they forgot to tell you about the pallets of $100 bills that had hundreds of millions of dollars on them. And look at what we did to Ukraine. The first $39 billion went into FTX that just filtered out to the demon rats, Democrats. The bottom line is we are a nation totally given over to destruction. And if anybody wants to challenge me on that, I want to ask you, where do you see any sense of justice? We're seeing judges, especially and DAs, Bragg and other guys like him in New York and on the West Coast, releasing criminals, murderers, rapists. And yet innocent men sitting in a D.C. jail rotting on false evidence. That was a setup. It was a total setup. And again, ladies and gentlemen, the idea is this, Doug, and I'll throw it right back to you. You cannot take down the United States without having help from the inside. I had a 4-star general, and you know, actually, a couple of them years ago when we were doing programs, they said, look, we can fight one or the other. Now, this was 15 years ago, but we can't fight them both at the same time. That was 15 years ago. Yep. Now we've got North Korea. And before anybody just dismisses Kim Jong-un, number one, he is truly, I'm told by people that know him, a genius. He got his nuclear physics degree in Switzerland under assumed name. He has hypersonic missiles. He has atom bombs. He has hydrogen bombs. One's a fission, one's a fusion. He has his underwater, which would be tsunami generating. He just exploded two of them. The entire Japanese on the northern island of Hokkaido were sent into their bunkers yesterday. And in essence, ladies and gentlemen, he's ready to not only take on South Korea and also fire on the United States. What happens when people have lost all reason, all sense of history, won't speak up against evil? They put their children out there to be chopped up and mutilated. Listen, we are the last of the Molochians, M-O-L-O-C-H-I-A-N-S, the worshipers of Moloch, which just happened to be, again, ladies and gentlemen, some of the most elite people in the world meeting in San Francisco and sacrificing their cares. No. The human sacrificial element, the bloodletting, the slaughter of the innocents. And look, I don't know Washington, D.C., but I know insiders who tell me, Steve, you talk about the occult rituals that take place. you could not even articulate the horrors of what really goes on there. Now, I'm not talking horrors, Doug, like W-H-O-R-E-S. I'm talking H-O-R-R-O-R-S. And why would I believe that? Because of the entire takeover and takedown by the Luciferian elite, men and women who have sold their souls to the devil, and until they die, they think they're going to be cutting a fat hog in hell, only to end up there and saying, but Lucifer, you lied to us. And he said, but you believed it, and I was a liar from the beginning. There are events happening so fast, ladies and gentlemen, that it's going to make your head spin. And we won't cry out to God in repentance now, but we will howl. And I want to the howling that's coming, the absolute bewilderment that's coming, the absolute loss of all direction that's coming, it will turn into a howling, Doug. We saw it happen in China. I started weeping when I heard the Chinese that were locked in their apartments or houses just howling. You remember that?
Oh, yes.
That's the most disturbing thing I've ever seen in my life in describing what happens when situations turn people mad. Go ahead.
Well, you know, you make a lot of good points, and I think what we're seeing here in the United States, and again, folks, this week of programs, I would urge you to go through this week of programs on the Hagman Report, because I went through a lot of information this week, dumped a lot of stuff out there. And I think what you just said, Steve, the horrors in Washington, D.C., you know, I saw a clip from CNN. This was aired, I think, yesterday or the day before, where the phrase sacrificing the Moloch was actually used by a CNN anchor, okay, which I couldn't believe my ears. I have it downloaded, but I don't have it on at the ready. So all of this, what we're seeing, the perversion, the attack on our children, my goodness, the mutilation, and this boastful pride mutilation. Oh, we are reaffirming their gender because they can decide at 2 years old. So we can cut off their body parts, mutilate them, give them hormones without their parents' consent. All of this is just, Sodom and Gomorrah does not even come close to, I shouldn't say that, but it's on par with that. I mean,
You're actually correct. Sodom and Gomorrah, when you really get in the ancient antiquity of Sodom and Gomorrah, they were, they brought God's wrath on them as the other cities, Tyre and Sidon, okay? And what's interesting, Doug, is that in those days, they wanted to perpetuate the perversion. In these days, we're watching, and again, I'm not going to ever make an apology for these statements. We're watching the genocide annihilation of humanity right before our eyes. It doesn't matter with ChatGPT becoming demon-possessed. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, you can have demon-possessed technology. We're watching the genocidal maniacs kill reproduction. I just posted an article 2 days ago on my website, stevequayle.com. They were talking about maternity wards closing down. Guess why? There's not enough women having babies. Oh, bingo. I said years ago, Doug, I said Rachel wept for her children. America couldn't give a darn about hers. Now, there are men and women who are fighting for the unborn's right, fighting for children, fighting for the right and the right of God's word to prevail in this day and age. But when a nation abandons God, and the pulpits in America have absolutely become prostitutes with if they deny Jesus, with the very people that will destroy them when the buses show up, because they've given their parishioners' lives over to the clergy response team, and they're taken away, and they'll never be seen or heard from again. Anybody who goes to a church, a mega church, you go and you go to a board meeting, you request presence, and you ask them all, are we members of the clergy response team? And adjure them in the name of Jesus Christ. You can do that because the Bible says it's clear that any spirit that denies Jesus Christ as Lord is the spirit of Antichrist. Let's take that mongrel, hideous creature, Klaus Schwab. And you probably know his latest offering is to make cities and municipalities not allow free water anymore. He's saying water's not a human right. Well, if you're an inhuman, demon-possessed, Luciferian scumbag, of course you're going to take that, you know? And that man is evil to the core. But isn't it interesting? Out of nowhere, he comes to the, I'm talking Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum, or actually called the Luciferian Takeover of the World, whatever the acronym would that be. But he's telling you now, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have free access to fresh water. It's not a right. Doug, the only right that these people have at the core of their beliefs is that you, I, we, Americans, 90% have to die, and they'll do everything in their power to make it come to pass.
And part of this, I believe, is the introduction of the mRNA infrastructure into the ecosystem that includes the plant life, as well as the animals that we eat, whether it be chicken, poultry, or whatever, or beef, the milk from dairy cows. And of course, along with that, the sabotage that we're seeing. Look at the sabotage of the industrial sabotage of food plants, of dairy farms.
Agriculture. 18,000, 19,000 cows instantly burned alive.
Unbelievable.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, please understand this. I can't tell time. But, you know, for people that probably would like to see something interesting, Doug, and I wish we Herrick, you know, has gone for his issues, you know, being sick, pray for Eric. But the bottom line is 2 Kings 6, chapter 2 Kings, chapter 6, verses 12 through 17, talk about God telling his servant Elisha what the evil king is planning in his mind in the thoughts of the night. It's interesting because Elisha, his famous prayer was to his servant that God would open his eyes to see that the armies of the Lord are greater than the enemies of the Lord. But Doug, in essence, the claimants to Christianity have not become the light of the world. Because I can tell you this. Oh, you got it. Okay. Well, thank you. You want to read it?
And one of his servants said, "None, my lord, O king, but Elijah and the prophet that is in Israel telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber." Shall I continue?
No, that's good. Okay. Thank you. I didn't know you had that. But again, ladies and gentlemen, the basis of that is this. God will warn his people, and God will even tell the plans of the evil ones. But guess what, Doug? In essence, the attitude, and I'm seeing it, and I'm not saying that everybody, and I want to make this clear, this is those who deny Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that want to be friends with the world, that will betray their brethren just for a portion of porridge, you know. I am astonished at the inability to connect the dots. I guess that's what I do. That's what you do. That's what most of the people who are on alternative news, podcasts, broadcasts do. They connect the dots. But when you connect the dots and you step away a little bit, you see the picture. The end is not near. The end is here. I mean, isn't it insane? One minute we're being told that, you know, we're shipping all of our armaments, pretty much, to the Russian front, let's call it what it is. We've declared war on Russia, and Russia hasn't taken the gloves off yet. And what I'm trying to say is, what would have been wrong with absolutely honoring a treaty? What would have been wrong? And you come to the conclusion, It wasn't wrong, but it wasn't the plan, because the ultimate plan of the globalists, the elitists, is to destroy everything and everyone that stands in their way. And by the way, mark my words, some of those guys are going to start to be toast. And that's not a threat from me. It's a threat from those who have allowed evil to totally triumph and turned an eye to it. Let me just give you a good example. During Donald Trump's presidency, he never, to my knowledge, mentioned George Soros. And maybe you could prove me wrong, Doug. Or not. It's not that you have to prove me wrong, but
I don't recall it.
Yeah, I would be happy to be proven wrong. Now there's a casual mention of him, but ladies and gentlemen, everything he's inserted, you're watching President Trump being brought up on trumped up charges by a DA, and even he's gotten $1 million, and George Soros, at least a facsimile of him, said, I didn't give Alvin Bragg $1 million. No, you gave more than that. So why would a sitting president who knows that a man is working against him, well, wait a minute, so is most of his cabinet. Why would he not even mention that? Let me share this. I believe the whole election is a scam.
Well, if I can add one thing, okay?
Yeah.
Just look at the last, I'm not sure if it was a rally. I think it might have been a rally or a press event, not a press conference, by President Trump, where he had Lindsey Graham stand up there, and he complimented the daylights out of Graham. Linda Graham is one of the most antagonistic to the America First agenda. You know, opening arms, opening the southern border, welcoming millions upon millions of illegals in, and other things. Look at Ukraine with Lindsey Graham. Okay, so this doesn't make sense why President Trump would have him speak on his behalf, except Trump said, well, you know, he's been very kind to me. He said nice things about me. Wow. Okay, and you're gonna hitch your wagon, or allow his wagon to be hitched to yours? I mean, talk about unequal yoking there, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, and I think it's good, because I think one of the most, I would guess, obvious prophetic pictures, in my opinion, also pathetic, is all the train derailments. We are a nation that's literally gone off the rails. And the rest of the world, I'm not trying to be cute or clever, but when you say somebody's gone off the rails, that means they've lost sanity. And this is an insane, a confusing, God, first of all, the Bible says that God is not the author of confusion. But when you like describing Lindsey Graham, and you describe his flip-flopping on this. By the way, he said, well, I don't have a problem sending troops to Taiwan. Really, Lindsey? Do you know that they don't have any armament? And Doug, let me share this. Every single piece of military armament that's taken out of the United States, artillery, shells, man pads, everything, fighter jets, A-10s, everything that we have is out of the country. Now, why is it that everything's out of the country and yet we're having flooded in the borders? I had an email from a guy that basically was telling me he's in a major, I won't tell the city, Midwesterns, and the entire hotel has been taken over by Chinese. And he said, Steve, these are all buff Chinese. Well, they've got 500,000. That's a real number. And I couldn't know that unless somebody knew that. And yet, all of our military is gone. And Doug, we did a program almost 20 years ago, maybe 18, whatever. It was right after we met and we started doing programs together. And I remember being told by a certain general, 4-star active duty special operations command, that this is what the plan was, to completely take away America's ability to defend itself. And then if you remember the years after, the government, the official government, took away all of the National Guards, artillery. They took away, they basically emasculated the National Guard. That's a matter of history. But then you flash forward to the abomination of desolation, and he was making statements. He's going to build an army, a civilian army, he said it, that's better well-armed or equally armed to the U.S. military. Remember that?
I do.
And ladies and gentlemen, to quote Carl Sagan, not in the, you know, his statement, billions and billions of stars. No, billions and billions of rounds, weapons, both heavy weapons, light weapons, were pre-positioned throughout the country for this day that's soon to be upon us. And so I want everybody to understand this. This isn't something that's brand new. We're being stripped naked before the world. We cannot defend ourselves. Now, that doesn't mean individuals. I'm talking about there's no one coming to our rescue except those who are willing to fight, and there are. And there are those who are trained to fight, and there are. The American gun owner is the last bastion of freedom.
And so they're trying to take that away from us.
Yeah, they're going to take that away. But they're also trying to goad us into getting into it with the transgender militarized assassins, okay?
Yep.
And I want you to know something. Ladies and gentlemen, I personally am offended because I have the testimony of Jesus that the rainbow hair people are saying, you're on our target. You know, fine. And that's all I'll say, fine. The bottom line is that we're at this point inflection, okay? We have watched so much political Bravo Sierra deflected. And I'm not asking you to agree with me. I'm just going to make a statement. There are men I used to respect. I've lost all respect for them because in real world, they can write all the books they want. They don't believe what they write. And at the heart of the matter, they're cowards, in my opinion. So, because they never said a word about it. So silence, you quote it, silence in the face of evil is evil itself, isn't it?
That's Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Yep.
So can we segue into the finances now? Because it's really important. If the love of money is the root of all evil, the control of money is the control of all evil. It takes money to fight wars. The ability of the United States to cover all the demands that are showing up at the Fed window, people are selling T-bills, bonds, and T-notes. In other words, our debts, our IOUs, at 10 to 15 cents on the dollar. That's a huge devaluation. So here's a new question for you. If the Fed now, leading to the central bank digital currency, is rejected by the people in the United States prior to being nuked, what then, how do people then live? Do people barter? How do they go to a store that's so confused? By the way, there's nothing on the shelves, you know. Old Mother Hubbard goes to the cupboard to, you know, whatever, fetch her poor dog a bone. I don't remember that, but anyway, and she gets blown away on the way home, you know. So there's my news here, right? I have passion because the fire that burns in me is trying to articulate to the best of my ability. Look, I know, Doug, you, myself, Alex, I'm not leaving anybody out, Mike Adams, the people that are out there, you know, some doing a great job, Canadian Prepper, all the people that are out there saying, look at this. Doesn't do anybody good if they don't act on it, okay? And that's right. If they don't act on it, then they can only react. And one of the things that I'm really sad to say is if you think the financial, and you're not hearing about them all, but there's a lot of people jumping out of buildings, being thrown out of buildings. There's a lot of people, you know, tasting a 44 instead of shooting a 44, in other words, in their mouths. Suicide will become so horrific. And I'm talking horrific numbers never seen in mass. It's going to make the United States. People are going to say that nation's gone crazy. And Doug, we can't argue with that when our leaders are absolutely, in my opinion, you choose the word. In my opinion, they're insane. They're deranged. They want World War III. They want to make sure that they get covered up and they get out of here with whatever ill-gotten gains they've got. But it's not going to do, some of the older traitors in the government. I won't call them out by name, but you know them. I mean, it doesn't matter if they're 90-year-old women, 80-year-old women, 70-year-old women. You know who I'm talking about, 70-year-old men, 80-year-old men. I mean, you know, traitors. Everybody looked at America as a piece of pie to get carved up. The intelligence community did it. The military did it. Kickbacks, the military industrial complex. But what happens when the pie is no longer baked? What happens when there's nothing left of the cake to slice up and dice out and distribute? Then everybody wants what the other guy has because they were only not taking what the other guy had because the dole was going their way. Does that make sense?
It does. Now, do we, will any, the people that have raped and pillaged and plundered, to paraphrase you, this nation, will they suffer any consequences? Will they, in fact, be the targets of a very angry populace, or will that anger be turned on one another as we see it happening today, or both?
I think it'll be both.
Okay.
It won't be either or. It'll be both. Because, again, one of the things that I'm trying to get across to people, ladies and gentlemen, we were the most blessed nation in the world. And now, why are we so? And remember the words of abomination of desolation. America's the greatest country in the world. We intend to change all that. I just tell people, get away from the word change, destroy all that. And I cannot help but think, you really think the court jester on the world stage, now that the Chinese are revealing running a criminal enterprise, are going to stop with that? All Russia needs to do, in my opinion, is chime in and show, hey, look at what's really going on. Because we used to present ourselves as the moral high ground. That was the superficial part. But behind the scenes, any little Iraqi kids or Afghanistan kids or men, women, children that got blow up, and Iranians, that was, what would they call it, collateral damage. What a disgrace. We had no business being in those places in the first place. The desire to kill and to profit is being brought to an end. Because it's an interesting thing. When God says, whatsoever a man sows goes for a nation, so shall they reap. Doug, the Deagle report says 250 million Americans are going to die in the next 2 years. Maybe it's the next 3 years. But nuclear war, I just saw a new update on the Deagle report, basically said now that nuclear war is so close, I'm paraphrasing, our dates and times may be off, it may be sooner. So, you know, let me give you a good example. We just put up or saw the official numbers. I want to make this clear. The official numbers, if they come from an official source, are always lies, because the illusion must be kept at all cost until the time to come up with an even bigger lie that the people will buy. The reason FedNow didn't kick in over the Easter holiday, Resurrection Sunday, was because too many people involved in the massive changeover of all the software and hardware. Interesting. I'm told rumors say they disappeared. Would you want to be one of those guys when the full force and fury of an angry America came down on you?
No.
So they're gone. And then, interestingly enough, you know, they're talking. Ladies and gentlemen, will it happen? I don't know, but I'm telling you what I'm being told. Take it to Jesus in prayer. If you don't know Jesus, I would encourage you to repent. If you are a Luciferian, remember this. Many of your fellow Luciferians, and I'm saying this to the intelligence community who's watching this podcast, what makes you think that you will escape when you just watched your compatriots and men who worked for you and women just exposed and done away with? When you expose, after they get through getting information, they're disposed of, and many of them in a very horrible way. So if the devil's a liar, why would you believe the lies of these people that come out and hate humanity? And if you're a human being still, and you're still, you know, even cognizant that I had a wife or have a daughter, son, Or remember your parents, even if they're still living or if they're gone. Put your life into perspective of the events that are coming. And if they'll betray them, here's the word to all of you, and you know exactly who I'm talking to, you guys will be betrayed too, because the promises that are given to you to protect you, how about the promises that were given to them to protect them? You're being offered up as sacrificial. You may not like the term, but human sacrifices on the altar of Luciferian world domination plans. I would say this, repent. Jesus said, though your sins be as white as snow. By the way, Doug, I'm talking to literal people that I know are watching this that are not Christians now. Jesus said, call upon him, he won't turn you aside. But if you value your life, your wife, this isn't a threat, but the very same people that betrayed your working associates, they'll betray you guys too. Now let's get to the real numbers. How long do we have?
We've got about 9 minutes, sir.
The real numbers, the official numbers, that by June, they would have had, the Fed and Treasury would have had to have added $1.6 trillion. Now, remember, where we're at in the time, it's April 13th, but that would add another $1.6 trillion. I'm told that it's $200 billion a day to keep the banks afloat. And ladies and gentlemen, if you do the math, 5 times 2, 100 million, you know, I'm sorry, billion, $200 billion a day. If I said million, I misspoke. $200 billion a day times 5. Gee, that tells me, Doug, we're at $1 trillion for a week.
That's unsustainable. And obviously the reason for the push for the CBDC. So go ahead.
Well, and this is a question. Why would anybody buy into the CBDC?
No normal rational thinking human being would or should, but go ahead.
No, and here's the question. If there's no goods on the shelves to buy, and the CBDC, they're going to give you, they're going to give you MRIs? I know MREs, but magnetic resonant imaging, because people are going to lose it. So what can they offer? Here's a question, Doug. You're the investigator. It's not a trick question. I don't have an answer. How are they going to lure people into the CBDCs if there's a 2 to 4 week bank shutdown? And if the crescendo of Operation Sandman, that's the demand of everyone holding foreign debt, wants gold, silver, platinum, natural resource, or something other than that which is written on the paper. And by the way, the true numbers I'm told by guys who live in that world, they said, Steve, most people can't count to a trillion, let alone quadrillions. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we printed money. We probably printed ourselves to the moon on a stack of $100 bills, you know, long before we got a rocket there. So the point being is this, is that we're being rejected. We've become a hissing sound. We've become contemptuous creatures. And I just want to read what I read to you, Doug. This is a prophetic word, 2023, sent to me by one of my listeners. The Lord would say unto you that what you have seen and heard, how this nation has been humiliated before the eyes of the world, has come down in stature and has been weakened. This has happened because this nation has become as Sodom and Gomorrah. The stink of its sins has risen to heaven. And that's what you were talking about. We can listen to the liar say, there's no God. But it's interesting to me that the majority of atheists I met, and have met a lot of them, or obviously gotten emails from them, they're now full-fledged Luciferians. Good example was Bill Gates. He used to say there was no God. Now, when he talks about God, he's not talking about the God of heaven. He's not talking about Jesus Christ. He's talking about Lucifer. So, ladies and gentlemen, these people that claim to be atheists, agnostics, evolutionists, blah, 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 that's just their persona. Their true belief is in Lucifer. And by the way, Jesus said the love of money is the root of all evil. Not money, the love of it. Look at what's happened to the middle class, wiped out. Do you remember you and I doing, this is perspective, do you remember you and I doing shows almost a decade ago and saying, they're going to wipe out the middle class, they're going to wipe out the middle class?
Yeah, not only that, I remember what you said earlier, almost two decades ago. So yes, I do remember that. And you said it exactly like that. They're going after the middle class, and the middle class will be wiped out. Go ahead.
And again, what's problematic is this, is that, ladies and gentlemen, the middle class is the backbone of America. You can't break the country without destroying the middle class. Look, I live in Bozeman, Montana. It used to be quaint. Now it's become Berkeley light, okay? Actually, that's not true, Berkeley heavy. But the amount of people that work in Bozeman, and we had a construction boom that was famous across the world for the last probably 5 years. The amount of people living in travel homes, like motorhomes or travel trailers, parked on the different streets and going to work, because Bozeman has one of the poorest living wages. You can't work for minimum wage in Bozeman and live. It's tough to live in Bozeman and rent. The average rent, three bedroom, two bath now is, I think, $2,000 a month. Well, if you do quick and dirty math at $25 an hour, $200 a day, you know, you come up with numbers that are pretty tough to make your rent and then have any money to eat on. So, Doug, as you look at Bozeman, and you've been here, all of the side streets where there's a major shopping complex, that you've got RVs, recreational vehicles, and you've got trailers, and you got people living in their cars. All those people are Americans. And it breaks my heart. And then you look at the sewage, San Francisco. You look at the drugs. Everything that's dying is based on Democrats or spineless Republicans. The cities are dead. Just like 40 years ago, I think it was Francis Schaeffer wrote Death in the City. Maybe even closer to 50 years ago, Death in the City. Francis Schaeffer, one of the great Christian theologians. The bottom line is we're there. Now, let me tell everybody what's going on with gold, okay? I've been in the gold market 38, 40 years. I'm 71. Yeah, about that. And there have been times when gold was tough to get, but it came back. There have been times when silver was really tough to get, and it came back. It was a silver Canadian maple leaf. You know, I'm sorry, too much. There we go. I got to try and figure my orientation out. You know, 1 ounce of silver. By the way, 1 ounce of silver is an ounce of silver. Gold, an ounce of gold is an ounce of gold. But it's getting tougher and tougher to get it. And fortunately, you know, I saw it coming. But there's a limit to what, you know, and all our gold and silver is kept in Dallas at a vault. And we ship out of Dallas. That way we can ship all the way around the world. Because if you try and ship out of Bozeman, it's a nightmare. We have a... Seriously, we have one of the worst-run post offices in the country on Baxter Lane.
It's in a grocery store, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, no, yeah. No, there are those, but they close those. But no, this is a major, and they've gone through, I think, three or four postmasters. I talked to somebody that works there, and they said they just killed 12 routes last week. They won't pay them enough. Now, I want to tell everybody what's going on with the post office. This is by design.
We got about 2 minutes, my brother.
Okay. This is by design. So, ladies and gentlemen, please, please understand the money in your bank, it's going to disappear. It's going to disappear. And when they redo the dollar in whatever form, fashion, well, you can buy this. And you can call us. Well, we still have some. You know, but Doug, I've told everybody that works for me, you know, we're going to be out of business because there's going to be nothing available. People thought, oh, that's just a sales pitch. You can call us at my phone number, 406, you know, 586-4840. Or you can send me an email, you know, call me. But here's the deal, Doug. People going, well, I think I want to buy some silver. I said, don't. You're done. You're out of time. It's too late. Even some of the biggest dealers in the world are up to 6 weeks out. You want to bet against 6 weeks in this market? We have silver. We have gold. And what's happening now fair market values coming in that think not manipulated value. And I think gold's up $40 today, today being April 13th.
Yeah, that's
God
right.
bless each and every one of you. Take what I'm saying to the Lord in prayer.
Steve, thank you so very much. I appreciate all the information, and you're right. That's the only man I would trust buying silver and gold is Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. God bless you, my friend. Have a good one, and see you later.